Mizzou looking for six. A little lower the shoulder for Luther Burden. From the Lou to the Zoo, you call up the plays, he'll choreograph the dances. Touchdown ball! Luther Burden the third takes a shot to the end zone. Burden wide open.
Backing up, looking, lobbing, caught.
Love the highlight reel. You know who that is. That is the Bears pick at number 39, Luther Burden III out of East St. Louis High School. And we now go to the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. And that is where we bring in the head coach of the Missouri Tigers football team, Coach Eli Drinkwitz. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, absolutely. Good to be on in the Windy City.
We appreciate having you as well, and I know that it's a great thing that we always get to be able to talk to a lot of the college head coaches whenever the Bears have a big draft class. They end up getting eight people to add to their team, and one of them is considered largely the steal of the draft in Luther Burden. When, unfortunately, he finds out he's not going on the first day of the NFL draft, to then go the second day, you know, what do you think was going through his mind? And what did you think of his reaction to just be able to get that call where he knows he's going to play in Ben Johnson's offense?
Yeah, I mean, I think anytime there's an expectation and it doesn't come the way everybody expects it, there's a little bit of disappointment. But, you know, we at the end of the day on Friday, it was all about we knew at some point he was going to get drafted. And so we just wanted to be in the moment, stay present, knowing that wherever he got picked was going to be a blessing. He was going to get to realize a childhood dream. And so focus on the positives and kind of reframe the whole thought process of not being a negative, but really being a positive. And then when you get the call from Coach Johnson and he gets to go to an unbelievable organization like the Chicago Bears to match with a coach who's got a great offensive framework and an ability to use playmakers and not force round pegs in a square hole, to play with an elite quarterback with a remade offensive line with great skill players around me. I think there was just a whole level of excitement. Like, you know what? This was orchestrated in the perfect way, and he's going to be the right fit for the organization.
When you look at Luther and his capabilities and see how they have translated from where I know he was just a ridiculous high school star and then made the most of that in college to now going to the NFL, how do you see those translating best to the NFL game as far as what he's doing right now or what he did in college?
Yeah, obviously I think it's, you know, the biggest adjustment is going to be figuring out the playbook, right? And learning the playbook. But while he's doing that, you know, figuring out, okay, with the ball in his hand, he's really, really difficult to tackle. And so I think the excitement for the Chicago Bears is with the amount of creativity that Coach Johnson has is how do we get Luther the ball in space and do what he does best? You know, a lot of people don't remember or don't know that he was an elite basketball player. So he's got really good short area quickness along with vertical speed. I mean, guy ran a 4.41, but he also can really move side to side and laterally. Very difficult for people to tackle or even want to tackle at 213 pounds. So I think it's going to be an exciting opportunity for him in that offense.
That's interesting because when you're saying that, that reminds me of one of the Bears wide receivers now. That's DJ Moore, who is great in those quick quick area speed, all of that, and obviously he can go downfield as well. But one of the things too, I got to tell you, Coach, when he came in to talk to us and even on the Zoom, and you said that it was going to be a blessing no matter where he was drafted, I'm not sure if he was feeling that for the first couple days because I think he was shocked that he ended up going to the Bears. I think he was shocked that he ended up going in the second round, or he was just in a really bad mood because he didn't seem too happy when we were talking to him. Is that the competitive spirit in him?
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously there's a lot going on through a young man's mind. I don't think he was mad or frustrated. I think he was just taking it all in. I mean, I thought the tears on his face when he got the call from the Bears kind of said it all. Just thankful for the opportunity, thankful for the moment. Obviously, he's a fierce competitor, right? And competitors find anything they can to fuel that fire. And so, you know, if fueling that fire is saying he didn't get picked in the first round, And that's the best news that the Chicago Bears could ever ask for, because he's going to be extremely motivated and motivated to prove the rest of those other 31 teams that they were wrong.
He's one of those guys, like if you even look at a picture of him, you just look at his eyes, he's got those like angry, competitive, fiery eyes about him. And that's one of the things that we hear about him in games, that he's a different person like many football players are. Have you seen that, and how does it manifest itself?
Yeah, I mean, that's why they would call him Touchdown Luther. When the ball in his hands, he just refuses to be tackled. I think if you watch most of his highlight plays, whether it was against Boston College, whether it's against Tennessee, Arkansas, Florida, 4th and 17, Ohio State, like when the ball in his hands, he's got a stubborn refusal to be tackled. And, you know, you got to go to a different place. It's not always happy-go-lucky and smiling when people are trying to knock you down full speed.
Oh, Coach, I think one of the ways that we were able to just understand Ben Johnson's offense a little bit better, because it's new to us, at least in Chicago, is by this pick and getting Luther. You know, his production is out of the slot. So it would make a lot of sense that we see that happen at the NFL level as well. What about him made him so productive in your offense with Missouri in that slot receiving role?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's all about matchups, right? If you're playing in the slot in an 11 personnel set and people are playing in a nickel defense and they're putting their third best corner on one of your best wide receivers, and so you're going to get one-on-one matchups with a lot of space, especially in NFL hash marks with they're only 6 yards apart. The spacing between the hash mark and the sidelines more like 21 yards instead of the really the 14 yards in college football. And so it's a lot of space for somebody to cover. Obviously, the rules in the NFL prevent contact after 5 yards. So, again, this is where Luther Burden's basketball skills come into to play here, where he has, again, horizontal quickness, short area quickness, can get vertical with a vertical burst and then break either right or left, depending on what the route's called. So, obviously, Coach Johnson is going to be able to utilize that in whatever, you know, tactical ways he wants to.
Coach, we look at this time where everyone has an opinion, everyone does the evaluation of the tape. I don't know if you've seen or heard about Steve Smith and James Palmer doing a deep dive on the film on your player. And it was interesting because Steve Smith talked about all the talent that he has, but in the tape that he wasn't necessarily full bore all the time. And I'm just curious as if there was an explanation on your end of why you think that was and what they're seeing on that tape. And if that had anything to do with maybe the quarterback play not being as good his last season as it was the year prior.
Who did that?
Steve Smith, former wide receiver, NFL
he's
wide
got
receiver.
His own issues. He's got his own issues to worry about. I'm not worried about somebody else's opinion about Luther Burden's tape. The Chicago Bears liked the tape enough and believed in it. He's all-conference player, all-American player. Everybody's got haters and critics. So, I mean, I don't really care.
Okay.
We're talking to Coach Eli Drinkwitz here on the Score, the Missouri Head Football Coach. And I did want to ask you, too, you know, I think it's a cool thing that the Bears have a receiver from East St. Louis High School who's now on their team as well. Yeah, that's a powerhouse downstate. What stood out to you maybe in taking a look at his high school film, too, that made him somebody that you had your eyes on as well?
Yeah, he's a legend in the city of St. Louis. They call him Touchdown Luther, whether that's from the J-Full League, where he played his Little League football all the way up to high school at Cardinal Ritter and then his senior year at East St. Louis. Elite competitor, ball in his hand. I remember him playing against IMG on tape, you know, an all-star high school football team. He's the punter. He takes a punt and just decides to pull it down and goes and scores. Wasn't even a designed fake punt, you know, but that's just who he is, elite player, elite competitor, and really excited for his next opportunity.
Coach Drinkwitz, we appreciate the time. He is the head coach of the Missouri Tigers football team joining the Midday Show. Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, and Mark Grody on the Score. Thank you.
Thanks, Eli.
Thank you, M-I-Z.
somebody has to say Z-O-U, but as somebody who went to a non-journalism school, it can't be me.
Also, someone who went to another SEC school, definitely not going to be me.
All right. Somebody out there, maybe it's our buddy Reese Johnson. Reese will probably say ZRU. He was a former production assistant at NBC Sports Chicago and associate producer.
Just
so
like,
I'm
no,
voting
it's
Reese.
It's not going to be me. Not this Starkville kid. No. Spent too much time in Stark Vegas.
Shout out to Reese the P1.